Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of May, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Google has announced yesterday that it has officially acquired Timeful, and that's going to help you and I manage our calendars and personalize with recommendations. Those of you not familiar with what Timeful does, say you've got a really crammed calendar, but you want to get that exercise in. Yeah, it's going to give you recommendations on when the best time of the day is to do that. And apparently Google thought, yeah, that sounds like a good idea to incorporate with all of our stuff, so they bought it, and now it's going to improve their apps. Timeful has said that its app will continue to be available on its own for download, but all the development now will be focused on building Google apps. Now, I just gotta wonder, when is Google gonna run out of stuff to buy? I feel like every week they're buying something. Are you still using Meerkat now that Periscope came along to Twitter? Well, if you're not, this might give you a reason to do so now. Since Periscope came along, Meerkat is distancing itself from Twitter, and it's now gonna work with Facebook, meaning now you can publish Meerkat alerts directly to Facebook, and probably even more importantly, new users can sign into Meerkat without a Twitter account. Now, see, they're really getting away from Twitter, probably also getting away from a lawsuit. The update also introduces an address book scanning and matching so you can instantly build a network of your friends of the service by just letting the app take a look at all your contacts. This is probably a good move on Meerkat's part until Zuckerberg starts broadcasting, and it'll probably turn everybody off.
Hey, look, I'm broadcasting on Meerkat, picking my nose.
Speaking of Facebook and
Zuckerberg,
Mr. Mark Zuckerberg announced today the new Internet.org platform. Yes, the Internet.org platform will let any developer create services to be delivered through Facebook free but stripped down versions of the Internet. Yeah, I know you've heard all this before. Internet.org brings the Internet free to the people where it's not really available. Aha, but remember, there's no such thing as free, especially in Zuckerberg land. Yes, anybody can build an app for Internet.org, but they must be approved by Facebook before people can use them. Haha. And the service must also allow Facebook to track users and share that data with the telecom companies and with the government. Oh, by the way, there's one more. It also won't support encryption, so it's much easier for people to snoop on you. Now, I know Mr. Zuckerberg is trying to do the nice thing and the right thing, bringing internet to people. But really, in the end, it's all about information and selling that information. Why? Because information is power. Hey, while we're on that subject of free, you know those free apps you got on your Android phone, and probably even iOS too, Lou? You can't leave them out of the equation either. Yeah, they got those ads that pop up on those free apps you got there. Have you kind of ever wondered, I wonder where those ads are coming from? And maybe you kind of wondered, should I be worried about it?
Well, according to the French, we have a reason to be cautious.
The French have found a way to automatically scan Android apps for connections to advertising using tracking sites. And they found a selection of 2,000 free Google Play apps connected to all, get this, 250,000 sites spread over 2,000 domains. Now, most of them talk to only a handful of sites, such as Google's ad services. They dominate the top 10, but 10% connect to 500 or more. Only 30% of the apps talk to user tracking sites, but some of those were communicating with 800 or more addresses. Now, let it be known, the researchers were using a phone running Android 4.1 Jelly Bean, so your experience might differ if you're running the latest version of Lollipop. Look at the study this way. It's a friendly reminder saying that, hey, be careful before grabbing something that says free. Because it ain't. You're always going to give up something. We were talking about this a few weeks ago, and it might have been last year, I don't remember exactly when, but we were talking about smart luggage. You know, everything else is smart. I think we had smart earrings coming. A whole bunch of smart crap. Well, smart luggage is something that, yes, that could be very useful. And apparently Samsung and Samsonite are thinking, yeah, that's a good damn idea. So they've decided to work together to have a smart luggage that relays its location to owners via its smartphones and even checks itself in at the airport. According to the reports from the Daily Mail, the baggages will use GPS to track their location. It'll also alert the travelers when their luggage is unloaded from an aircraft or when it's about to appear on the carousel. It's also going to alert you when somebody's snooping around in your bag, too, thinking, what are you doing? There's no indication yet when this partnership with Samsung and Samsonite's going to be finalized, you know, cross the T, dot the I's. But anything that pushes the airline industry to be more upfront and honest with its customers, heck yeah, I'm all for it. And finally, a team of students from Rice University called Farmers, that's kind of funny, Farmers Rice Interviews, okay, anyways, are developing a device that can generate energy and feed it back into the body to be used for an artificial heart. Okay. I kind of thought those artificial hearts already powered themselves. But anyways, let's go on. So what might this thing be? Well, it's a modified medical leg brace with a motor attached right to the joint, so it can produce the energy. That means when you walk, every time that knee bends. Hoo-hoo-hoo, there it goes. They're saying they want to use this momentum to power an artificial heart. Really? And if this is good or bad. They're saying their current prototype version is comfortable enough to wear for long periods of time, and they've managed to add a system that converts energy into electricity that goes straight into storage, like a lithium-ion battery. Okay. So at least there's going to be like some sort of backup power. The farmers are also saying that hopefully in the future, or their future prototypes, that they'll be able to actually transmit that electricity wirelessly and not have to have wires going everywhere. Yeah, that would look a little bit better, wouldn't it? Definitely gives a whole new meaning to you better walk or you're gonna die. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hoppy-doppy over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yep, we'll be back tomorrow with your Hump Day edition. Yeah, your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on what's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. Until then, try your best to have a good Tuesday. At least Monday is already over with. And thank you so much for listening.